Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Susan. I'm calling you from a Home Depot store in Greater Cincinnati area. And I have an odd question. We had a customer who had an install done on a wall oven, and apparently it did not go well. And she has called the store reporting damage to her home and to the unit. And we're just wondering, who do we contact with you guys?
Well, first of all, can I get your four-digit store number and the PO for this customer?
Oh, sure. The PO first or the phone number first?
Well, I need your store number to add to the PO so I can pull it up in my system.
Sure. All righty. 3821.
Okay, so store 3821.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And 214-72381.
72381. All right, give me just a moment to get this pulled up and see what notation we have on this.
Okay, thank you.
7-2-3-8-1. And then what I'll do is, you know, get the information, put on a damage claim, and get that forwarded over to home office. All right. Okay, so it's showing here, there's notes from the installer that say door will not open because it's too close to the wall and countertop. But that's all I see here.
Okay. Well, I, obviously, I wasn't even able to see that.
Right. It's.
We just wanted to call you. I talked to my manager when I found out about it this morning, and she wanted me to call you guys before she started talking to the customer. Because she's like, there's always.
The install's not here. It's completed. It's showing impending client reschedule, and he took a picture of the existing unit.
Uh-huh.
And put it on the order here. What is she saying is damaged?
She's saying the wall and the oven were damaged.
Like her oven? The one that we were supposed to replace? Because
the
oven
one
in this picture is definitely not a new oven.
Well, no, that's what I meant, is apparently she's saying that probably the existing one, I don't know. Like I said, I have not spoken to her. Manager wanted to get your guys' notes before she talked to her.
Okay, so it's showing here that it was not completed, and it looks like it was not completed because the door will not open because it's too close to the wall and countertop. Surprised that he hasn't reached out yet. He might be one of these people that we have holding, because when they can't complete an install, they're definitely going to call in for their trip charge. So I'm going to keep this open. And if you guys want to call us back with further information about the damage so that we can get it reported to our corporate home office and also get information, more information from the installer. But he'll likely be calling in to get his trip charge if he wasn't able to complete that install as well, so we can also get more information.
Well, that's what I figure. I'm glad he's got a photo, because I can tell her that, you know, he's included a photo. This is what his side of it is, so that when she speaks with customer, because she's putting it in on our corporate stuff also as a claim. But I will get back with you when we have more info from the customer, Rebecca.
Certainly, and we'll get that forwarded over to home office. I thank you for speaking.
All righty. Thanks so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.